software packages. Flexibility is almost unlimited, and is our hobby still being experimental? People are forgetting we've got that aspect of things to remember. We can still do some experiments with various things and that. And I think of the K3 JED in Australia. I know he's been heavily into tying everything together, you know, the different modes. And I have had chats with the Australians. And, yeah, there's lots of technical wizards around the world to draw on from all the different technologies.
Yeah, definitely. You know, what's nice is when these wizards make it available for for us common folks to use and stuff, it it makes it nice. Yeah, I really appreciate all the development. Yeah, Tony, he's a cool guy. I haven't talked to him for a long time. I know he used to be on the IRLP system quite a bit when I was more active years ago. And, yeah, the interconnectivity. Yeah, I'm not sure if, like, we talked about putting a fusion link on here at one time, and, you know, this one of the challenges, you know, when you put a whole bunch of different interconnectability is the whole latency aspect with everything, and then, you know, running into collisions and, you know, timing issues. I know, like, with the DMR side of things, with Brandmeister, thank you for a moment. I believe they have something hard-coded in it, that it times out after a certain time period of activity or something. I can't remember the exact details, but sometimes it would time out, and they would stay disconnected for a period of time and stuff like that because of different issues. But one of the things that I like with the All-Star system is full duplex. So a lot, like, I'm running a radioless node on All-Star right now. So when people are talking on the net and stuff, and I can hear the collisions and stuff like that. So it's a nice feature being able to do that. And like IRLP can be full duplex, but that's only node to node. Whereas running through the reflector, it's first in and always out type of thing. And I remember years ago, before David made the changes, you could have multiple people connect, but then it was garble kind of thing. So yeah, what a lot of people are doing is setting up the different systems so it is full duplex, and there's a lot of advantages to that aspect there, Doug, as you well know. Over.
Saying there, Derek. Yeah, as a net controller, yeah, that's one aspect I can't see. And Randy has set us some links and that where we can bring up a screen and see the interaction of the various systems, and that's been one of the challenges of calling net. Less we have these other links active, you almost need to go to IM. I'm almost thinking I've added them into to the browser, as Randy has suggested, where it can bounce between tabs. But it would be kind of nice to see a multi split screen aspect where we could have four different windows open on the same desktop, so we could see the interaction on the systems. Because, yeah, that's one aspect I have fun with calling the net. Have to have a good understanding of where all the pickups are in the different modes, as you say, D-Star, All-Star, etc. And right now, being a kind of a novice on inter-technology net calling, it's going to be an interesting training session. too long there, Derek, and timed it out here.
Yeah, okay, Doug. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I think Randy will do a bang-up job on it. It's pretty cool, all the different parts of it. Yeah, we'll have to see if we can get you connected up with a radio listener at some point. I think you'll find some advantages to it for calling the net and stuff there, Doug. I got to clear out of here for a little bit, VE5SD.
Okay, thanks for the chat, and we'll catch up to you again there. You know, you go about your business there, and yeah, I've got a few more things I'm poking around with here. I'm turning into somewhat of a night owl. I had some surgery in January of 2025, and sometimes going to sleep is a fun part too. It's one of the side effects, so I'll let you go, and catch up to you later. V5SD, V5DCP.
Yeah, that sounds great, Doug. Great connecting up with you. And, I didn't make the connection on net controlling and everything like that. I think now I remember. I can place things. When we first started talking, I didn't make the connection with your call sign and name and everything. But I guess it's the sign of old age here. Mind you, I'm not that old. But, very good on the surgery. Yeah, we tend to be a very night owl as well, so we'll no doubt catch up with you later on, Doug. VE5DCP, VE5SD.
Have a good evening there and a safe one. VE5SD, VE5DCP, Regina, clear. Take care, Derek.
VE5 DCP, this is VE5 Alpha Lima Delta, Alden.
VE5 DCP.
VE5 Delta, Charlie Papa, this is VE5 ALD, back to you.
I think it's KLD, is that correct?
That's correct. ALD, Alpha Lima Delta. I just wanted to see if I could get out, and this is Echolink. I guess, is everybody on Echolink? Or I'm a little bit confused about how everything is connected. So that was an interesting conversation. So what were you talking about calling the net and seeing different screens? I know you can see some of the connections. Back to you.
Now, being on the reflector that Randy is the custodian on for the 9300 reflector, we have different names, different note numbers. But what we've got is a mixture of other nodes that are interconnected into the system that I don't see as a net controller. So we're getting some training on because we've got the interconnectability between a whole bunch of technologies here and the dropouts and et cetera like that on the other nodes. It's becoming an interesting thing to call net, especially through a reflector.
Okay, I kind of get the picture. So I'm a little bit lost as to what a reflector is. I understand that 9300 is our reflector. Is that tied to one? I guess that's what we call the connection for all of Saskatchewan. Is that correct, Back?
Yeah, say it's a computer that Randy, V5RJM in Kenora, has tied to the internet, and he's tied all the nodes together in Saskatchewan onto his computer, and he controls the... The node owners can connect and disconnect from the reflector, and there's about 20 different repeaters right across Canada, and we've also had some Americans come in also. It's kind of like a big big chat server would be one way to put it.
That sounds cool.
That's evolving and changed, and there's lots of people experimenting with it, and we have to remember our amateur radio hobby is still experimental, so we're able to use things in various ways. And I know myself on New Year's Day, they had set up 24 continuous hours of amateur radio operators around the world talking to each other, and it was a really neat experiment, and the technologies didn't fail. There was just the odd person had a local problem, but that's it.
Well, you know, that sounds interesting, Doug. Was there another breaker? I thought somebody broke in and said that sounds cool. Is that someone else trying to break in? Okay, nothing hurt, Doug. That's interesting. So, what time do you call your internet? And you're calling from Regina, I guess. So, you're transmitting to one of the repeaters there. Is that correct? Back to you.
I am talking through the VE5YQR local repeater. It's tied in, there's a box between the repeater and the internet that ties us on to the internet, and it's got a four-digit assignment, and you can find all the details out on the IRLP.net website, kind of explains it, and then if you go and click on 9300 reflector, it'll show you all the interconnected stations, and that's just one of about, well, must be 20 or 30 or more reflectors around the world. This thing is international in scope.
V5, Delta Charlie Papa, this is Victor Echo 5, Alpha Lima Delta. Okay, I sort of understand that. I got a little bit of help from Randy. He sent me some links to the Supermon, etc. Maybe I missed part of the explanation. I need a more basic understanding of the IRLP linking project. So that sounds pretty good. So when you call the net, okay, one of my questions was, are you sending out, what do you call it, DM, DF tones to connect the repeaters, or does Randy connect them automatically, or who connects all the nodes back to you?
Any DTMF tones at all. Randy has got stuff automatically all tied together at the same time, and node owners can put themselves on and off the reflectors, so we just see what the server in Vancouver or wherever it is based sees on the reflector at that point in time, and it does vary in the number of repeaters that are tied onto it. And, if you go on to the IRLP.net internet website, you get an understanding by seeing that website what I'm talking about. And yeah, Randy has auto tied a bunch of stuff together. He also auto switches sites onto on and off different nets. So it's quite complicated, but it's evolving technology that's a whole lot.